It is a little weird now. You know, I was only with these guys since spring training, but, you know, it felt like a lot longer. You know, just the friendships and how much fun we had over there on that side. And it is. It makes it really weird to come in and be walking into the visiting side now.
You know, most players, they hear rumors, and you had an idea you might be traded in the offseason, and then you were moved to the Rays. How surprised were you were dealt to the Twins?
Yeah, I was very surprised. More so because, you know, felt that, you know, with the Rays, we're still in the hunt of everything. You know, playoff team, and you know, to get traded to another American League team who was also in the hunt that you're battling against was, I guess, just a little different than what I expected. But you know, with that being said, you know, the Rays move guys, and so that's, you know, no secret. They've always, you know, made trades and like getting younger prospects. But, yeah, that was one time where, you know, the rumors I didn't expect to be true.
It's not easy to adjust to a new group. I mean, you spent the better part of your career with the Angels, got very comfortable with the Rays organization, but you had spring training. Here it's like, okay, go. How challenging is that in terms of the difference of trying to get acclimated to new guys while you're playing games?
Yes, it was tough. You know, to be honest with you, you're getting trout. We were in Boston with the Rays. I got traded, and, you know, I'm packing up the suitcase and flying out that night to Minneapolis, and you walk into a clubhouse full of guys that have been together since spring, you know, and you're the new guy, and you know, you're playing a game that night, and you have to pick up, you know, seamlessly and going in, you're pitching a different uniform. I would say it's more of a mental hurdle than, you know, any kind of physical deal, because you're still pitching, you know, late in games and in the same, you know, role. But as far as just getting acclimated to, you know, different guys on the team and just that whole deal. But usually you have spring training to kind of get that out of the way.
You were sent to a group that I guess has someone you knew in Torii Hunter. Did that help, or how much well did you know Torii since he did play a little bit with the Angels, and any other guys that maybe you were connected to at all by playing against or knowing a little bit?
Yeah, I played with Torii, you know, for a little over 4 years with the Angels, so that helped knowing him. And, you know, played with Irvin Santana over there on the Angels as well, and, you know, played in the Olympic team with Dunsing. So, you know, knowing a few guys helped. You know, obviously better than not knowing a single person on the team. But, you know, you play this game long enough, you end up meeting guys just from playing against them, and you kind of feel like you already know them.
Both these teams started this series in the playoff hunt, but they seem a little bit different. I mean, you've got some really talented youngsters, but also a lot of veterans. What's the mix like on that side?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good mix. You do have a lot of guys with, you know, some time on this team, and then, you know, you got a bunch of guys that are – had a really young and very talented, you know. You got Sano over there, you know, hits the ball really well, and some young pitchers that have come up and, you know, stepped in. And I'm still trying to figure out, you know, who everybody is, you know, being the new guy over here. Yeah, it's different than some other teams, you know, that you look at in the playoff hunt where, you know, it's either all young or a lot of veterans, you know, like the Toronto or New York. But it's a fun group of guys.
You've seen, obviously, and you face a lot of talent during the course of the year. How talented are the kids, Sano, Rosario, Buxton, since you now get to see them on the side you're playing on?
I mean, talent's through the roof. You know, Sano's the main one that, you know, Buxton just came back up from, you know, an injury. But, you know, watch Sano for about a month now. I mean, he's very impressive. You know, he'll take walks if guys aren't, you know, throwing him strikes, which you don't see a whole lot from young guys. You know, typically young guys want to hit, and, you know, they'll be a little more aggressive. But just the way he hits and I would say his maturity for being so young it's very impressive.
Some have compared him to a Miggy. Is that fair? And how high are his ceiling in terms of what you see?
Yeah, just from what I've seen, I mean, he definitely has, you know, the ability. You know, he has, I think, like, guys comparing to Miggy, he's kind of that same swing. You know, he kind of looks a little bit like Miggy, the way his bat goes through the zone. But, you know, I think that might be a little unfair to put that on him, you know, now he's so young. But, you know, at the same time, I think he has 12 homers right now. He's hitting right around 300, and, you know, he's been here for, I think, all of 2 months. So, you know, he's definitely doing his part.